Among the 80 or so families in Hospice Buffalo's Essential Care program, there are many caregivers who often feel misunderstood and disregarded. They care for children as young as 4 and as old as 17, each with life-threatening illnesses, while they themselves are anywhere from the relatively young ages of 28 to 56.
When you hear the word caregiver, what you think of is somebody who's caring for an elderly spouse or an elderly parent. You don't necessarily think of somebody who's younger. And even when you hear someone say that they're a caregiver to a child, they just assume it's parenthood. So they get overlooked a lot, and their struggles get overlooked a lot.
Kate Levy is a clinical researcher with Palliative Care Buffalo. Through an innovative new study, her team is trying to give these families a voice in the community they otherwise don't have. Modeling their efforts on a project at the Roswell Park Cancer Institute, they began the Photographs of Meaning program, known affectionately as POMP. The program merges two intervention styles, meaning-centered psychotherapy and photo voice. But in their traditional formats, both tend to be time-consuming, so Levy's team knew they had to do it in a more efficient way.
It would be extraordinarily difficult for them to give up that much time to come here, to travel, to sit here for an hour or so, to do some sort of group or individual sessions. That would mean leaving the person that they're caring for, possibly in the hands of a nurse or a different family member. It's just something they don't have time for. The burden is too great for them already. So we knew right off the bat it had to be social media.
POMP teamed up with the Buffalo-based app Pixstory, which lets users combine photos with spoken or written narratives on mobile devices. Over the course of 9 weeks, caregivers were given prompts to explain what they deal with in everyday life.
The first word that comes to mind prior to being a caregiver is the word freedom. He was in the hospital over his 13th birthday, and he was bummed.
After his diagnosis, when he couldn't move, when he couldn't walk, that's when I realized that those moments were little, but I crave those moments.
Levy has been working in the hospice and palliative care environment for 9 months, but even with the exposure she has, there were things that surprised her in the POMP narratives.
It's very different when speaking with families with children than it is going to our inpatient unit and seeing somebody who's lived a very full life. It can be almost kind of jarring at times to, you know, see someone who's my age, who's a caregiver, to somebody who's life is drastically shortened by their circumstances.
One narrative in particular stood out as perhaps one of the most illustrative and intense depictions of what life is like for a caregiver.
His emergency go bag that has all his life-saving supplies is always packed next to his bed, and his rolling suitcase that goes everywhere with him is also always packed. With extra pain meds and seizure meds, extra medical supplies, a pair of clothes. Oh! Well, I was going to erase this post and redo it, but I figured this is the role of a caregiver. My son, you know, while I'm doing this, I don't have a nurse right now. He was just having an apneic seizure, so I had to put this on hold and go bag him with oxygen because he was purple. So where did I leave off?
While the goal for POMP all along has been to give caregivers a voice in the community, it's also serving another purpose, giving caregivers a shared experience with each other.
We did have a text from a caregiver the very first week who literally texted us. She was like, I'm literally sitting at my computer right now crying. I've never seen anything like this before. I didn't know other people felt the way I did.
An exhibition of the POMP photo narratives is on display at the Hospice Buffalo campus in Cheektowaga, and a virtual display is now online. Levy says it's important that the community experience it.
To see something that they don't see every day or don't necessarily understand or maybe are a little afraid of, I think that it'll be good for just about anyone who wants to see it.
Oh, it has been hard, and there has been lots of challenges, but I love my girl, and I have learned invaluable lessons along the way. These truths have changed me, and I am thankful for the changes.
Avery Schneider, WBFO News.